Yo, what's going on, man? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. You already know we got a banger of an episode, man. But you already know before we get into the episode, hit that like button below, man. Comment. Boost the comments, man. Let us know what y'all thinking about the episodes. If y'all fuck with the guests, if y'all fuck with the topics, what y'all want to hear, who y'all might want to see, some shit like that. Let us know in the comments below, man. Hit that. Don't forget, man. Hit the subscribe button before you leave. If you only going to watch 2 minutes, hit that subscribe button. Do us a favor. Help us out. Boost the numbers, man. Happy homecoming week to everybody out there. It's gonna be a lot of fun this week, a lot of partying, a lot of drinking, a lot of shit. Happy homecoming week for all the ISU students out there. But shit, without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and get into the episode, man. What's going on? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
How y'all doing, man? Chillin'. Free Sauce here with y'all. You know, my name Jalen, but I go as BBFJ on all social media platforms, Instagram. I'm just another Jalen for real.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What does BBF mean, if you don't mind me asking?
Blood Before Fame. I remember coming up with that with my one homie. So I don't know, like, this is actually, like, so dumb, but, like, 3 is my favorite number. So, like, I've always been an advocate of, like, I need my acronym to be 3 letters. Because I was originally OT3, which means only the 3. But you know how group shit work. That shit don't never work out.
We can talk about it.
Yeah. So then I remember one day brainstorming in a hot box with my homie. I just randomly, Blood Before Fame. He was like, what? I said, Blood Before Fame. He's like, what the fuck is that? BBF. It just rolled off the tongue. It's quick. It's easy. Good acronym. And the meaning behind it is just like, all of my homies that I've been, like, trying to do this with, they've always been my blood, you know, before the fame. Because, honestly, I've always seen myself going far. It's just, I was always going to get the fame. It was just, like, I'd rather do it with my blood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Type shit.
Hell yeah. Makes sense.
And that's some real shit, too, though. Like, it's, like, exactly like you wanted to have a little group with you, know, to help you get as far as you wanted to go. But you already knew, no matter what, with or without, you were going to make it as far as you wanted to go.
Hey, 120,000%.
That's what's up. I feel like a lot of folks don't, they might have a lot of potential, but they don't really see how far it could get to them until somebody else around them lets them know. But you're willing to know that no matter how much potential you have, you are willing to push yourself as far as possible.
100%, bro. I'm just a firm believer of you have to put in work to achieve the things that you want. And honestly, I've just never been like a school kind of person. Like, yeah, I get good grades. Yeah, I might go take a test. I don't study. I don't sit up here hours of night trying to do all this hard work and stuff like that because I want freedom. So my dad always told me to just work hard at whatever you want to do. And then just do the things that you have to do. You see what I'm saying? So with that, it's just, I don't want to do this school shit, bro.
Yeah. Talk about it for real.
Nah, it's just because, like, growing up, my parents both went to college. They actually both went here. They both got, like, multiple masters and stuff like that. So education to them is super important. Because growing up, that's all that they really had was education. And in this day and age where, you know, you could make $1 million from a video that blew up overnight, I'm sitting up here thinking, like, well, why would I do that? Why would I go to school, spend $120,000, get in debt to go make $40,000 a year? See what I'm saying?
Sheesh.
You know? And I just always wanted better for myself. My parents gave me the blueprint. They gave me what's that saying? I had the plan. I just need the platform or some shit. Yeah. So they gave me the plan, and everything else gave me the platform. School is just anybody can fucking pass the test, bro. Anybody can study hard and pass the test.
Right.
Not everybody can go out and get it. You know. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's supposed to be a millionaire. Right. Not everybody has that mindset to, I'm gonna go 10 times harder than I did yesterday, today. And when it comes to that school shit, it's just like, I feel like school has been holding me back my entire life. Yeah, I get good grades, 3.0. That's some light shit. I know if I really, really tried, niggas could get a 4.0, but that's not in my plan, but I'm trying to pass.
Right, you feel like this is, you feel like it's just a, it's a step, it's a necessary step that you got to take, yeah. But you don't, but it's not, you don't feel like it's something that, that's going to define you in the end.
At all, bro. What is me getting a 4.0 going to do when I graduate, bro? Right. We all going to be working the same job.
Right.
You know.
right.
Whoa, what's that shit? Summa cum laude or some shit like that. Like, congratulations, you get your name clapped at the fucking ceremony. Now, I'm not taking away nothing from anybody who's like really good at school or nothing like that. That's just not my forte.
Right.
I won't even lie to you, bro. I put in hours into other stuff that's going to make me more money than the average individual.
So let's get into that. What let's talk about like how to TikTok, how to YouTube, how to like just video creator shit started.
It really started? Bro, it's like on some crazy shit, G. This shit started in like 3rd, 4th, 5th grade, for real.
Yeah.
That's where the inspiration came from, cuz do you guys know who Dude Perfect is?
Yeah.
So like growing up, I used to watch Dude Perfect and shit. So every day, me and my one homie that I was just talking about in the hot box, we would go to school and we called ourselves Dude Perfect Junior.
Yeah.
And so what we would try to do is we would just try to replicate hella, you know, shots and shit out on our playground and stuff like that. I feel like that idea at that time was actually lucrative because nobody was necessarily trying to copy what they were doing. But I felt like as if that were to succeed, we would get recognition from them, and then everybody would get, and then we would all get recognition, and then we would easily be put on.
Makes sense.
But you know that shit didn't work, nigga. We ain't good at hitting no trick shots. Nigga. Like, nigga, we like 12 years old trying to do this stupid ass shit. But then other times it was times in the library, me and my homies trying to make like short films and shit like that.
Okay.
And all of that combined into where I got into high school. Big shout out to niggas like DDG, King Sid, Smooth Geo, people like that really inspired me and showed me that you can make money just by having fun with your friends.
It was really just a lifestyle, showing off your lifestyle type shit.
Really? Oh, God. And when I sit back and realize it, I just think about how much they really inspired me, for real. Back in high school, I'd say around like sophomore, junior year, that's when I really went outside, like to malls and shit, uh-huh. And like tried to copy their flow, for real. Because at the end of the day, this YouTube shit is just copy and paste.
Yes.
Who can do it better?
It is.
You know, if someone got a good idea, take that idea, make it your own, and see if you could do it better than them.
I feel like we say that line damn near every week. It's just everything in the world should take somebody's idea, put your own spin on it. By no means necessary are we saying go copy word for word what somebody doing, but everything in this world that you see is just variations of the next thing.
Exactly.
Music, why the fuck you think sampling exists? It's just variation of shit that's already been here. That's all it is. We just using other people, adding our own twists, and it's just collaborating with other people basically without even knowing it.
Exactly.
In a sense, it's like a lot of people are too focused on trying to reinvent the wheel when the wheel is already invented.
Exactly. Damn. Exactly.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
I wasn't expecting that one, bro.
It's already invented though, for real.
Oh, bro.
With everything.
And so that's why I've always had like an extroverted kind of personality, for real. I went to a real small high school. My graduating class was like 74 people. But I always had that big personality that I feel like college really gave me because of how many people are here. I could interact with endless amounts of people. And back in high school, I was only limited to whoever was in the school. Our entire school was like 300 people. So it was cool. You know, I never really fit in with nobody. I was like, I had my own. I was hanging out with the nerds, the jocks, the goth, you know, all in between, the drug dealers, all type of shit, scammers. Mm-hmm. I just didn't define one group because once you put yourself in a box, that's all people will know you for.
Mm. That's what's up.
You know, so if you well-rounded in every aspect, they gonna know you for every aspect that you well-rounded in. And so coming to college, that's when I really started to do this shit. 2019 of December, me and my boy, his name Joe, that's my nigga Sandbox shit. We went to LA for Rolling Loud and we did some videos out there, and yeah, we posted them and they didn't get necessarily a lot of views, but it gave me the vision. I was like, bro, this shit can work.
Yeah.
This shit can work. I would say COVID was a blessing in disguise, because during COVID, when they shut school down, I said, fuck this shit. I dropped all my classes, said, fuck this shit, and we started traveling. Mm. And when we started traveling, we ended up going to L.A., Miami a few times. And those trips really changed my life and my perspective on how I view social media. So when we went to Miami, we were just out there recording. Like, people are so friendly. Like, people fuck with the vibes. People see a camera and they want to, yeah, people want to fuck with you because they see a camera. Out of Chicago, niggas gonna hate on you for having a camera. Niggas gonna look at you like you a weirdo for talking to a camera. Like, Nick, like, your own city don't make you feel welcome. So it's like, sometimes I was in the mindset of like, damn, we gotta go other places to, you know, shoot content, when that really wasn't the case, because you gotta make it. You gotta make with what you got. I'm not finna spend thousands of thousands every time to just try to go get some content. But when we was down in Miami, you know, we met Hot Boy and NLE Choppa, and that was one of my first like really viral videos. I had did a diamond test on NLE Choppa and Hot Boy.
Yeah,
yeah.
What the number was looking like?
They was like 100K.
Yeah,
yeah. But that was the first time I've ever seen like on TikTok like something blow up.
That's props. Hell yeah.
Oh God. And my boy, he was trying to get me on TikTok like a year before that, but I was like, bro, TikTok. The fuck is TikTok? I'm not finna do that shit. Like, that shit lame as hell. Yeah, oh, bro. Yeah. And look at me now, a TikToker. TikTok, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even put myself in that box for I call myself a content creator. But yeah, that trip really opened my eyes, because when we were out there, we weren't even supposed to be out there, bro. We were supposed to come back that Sunday. And he was like, you wanna stay another couple of days? I said, fuck it. we didn't show up to our plane ride. We booked some more tickets. We booked another Airbnb, and then we stayed for those 2 days. And in those 2 days, that's when we met NLE Choppa and Hot Boy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, some of the destiny type shit happened, right. And that shit really opened my eyes and really inspired the whole BBFJ movement. The videos that I was doing out there, just wild bitches shaking ass, niggas flexing tens of thousands of dollars in their pockets on the strip, like they won't get robbed, like just dumb shit. And when I came back from that trip, I actually met Conceited out there too from Wildin' Out,
right?
And that was another viral clip. I got like 1.2 million views accumulated from his clips and stuff like that. And that was just giving rise to my TikTok. So at that time, I think I gained around 15,000 just from that trip alone. And then I just completely went ghost again because, oh, I come back to Chicago. Oh, I think I can't do nothing in my city. I'm not confident enough to try to go outside and interview people and shit for real. And so school started back up, because I feel like during COVID, niggas went into a deep depression for real. Yeah. Or I don't even know if I can call it depression, but niggas was just sad.
It was just sad.
Yeah, it was just the time, you know? Yeah, for real. I was like, man, I'm Jalen. Fuck you, son. Oh, God. Nah, but then when niggas came back, motherfuckers knew me for doing TikTok. So what I tried to do is I incorporated all the stuff that I ever did into my school shit. So that summer after COVID is when shit really like started going up for real. One day I just woke up and was like, bro, fuck this shit. Fuck trying to go other places to do content. I'm in my city. Let's do this. So I hit up my boy and we just went downtown, bro. And that's what gave inspiration to one of my viral segments, is like the black card. And the black card is basic, like, bro, and people be trying to revoke my black card, like, they don't, right. Like, right. Like, both my parents black as hell, yeah. Niggas talking about the shit that I be talking about ain't even black for real, right. Like, nobody knows me for real, G, and I appreciate y'all giving me the platform to really tell my story for real, because people only know what they see.
Right, yeah. No. I mean, shit, we help each other out, shit.
It's
100%. It's a exchange here, man. But I just want to touch on basically like his whole basically story was basically like him seeing like, man, basically how a lot of people feel. Fuck my city, man. They don't fuck with me. They ain't gonna give me a chance. They ain't gonna rock with me. It's a hating ass city. This and that. He ended up going to other places, seeing success, seeing results. A lot of time, that's not the case. People go other places and they still seeing the same type of shit because it ain't been no work at the change. But
instead of when he was here, he was just sitting in the crib. But when he went away, he got out and did some shit, seen success. So he gained that like confidence, so to say. And then when he come back home, yeah, he sent down a little bit. But then he realized, man, if I could do that shit over there, why the fuck I can't do that shit here?
Yep.
It's people at the end of the day.
Oh, bro.
It's people. People is people at the end of the day. Like he said, he feel like he could basically bond and get along with anybody. He's a people person. So what's the difference between the people in Chicago and the people in L.A., people in Miami, people in New York? It's people at the end of the day.
Exactly. That's, so that summer was crazy, bro. I've never seen my numbers go up like that. I always knew that it could happen, but it's actually surreal when you actually see it firsthand.
Right.
And I never let the numbers define me, but when you see the numbers going up, it motivates you. And sometimes, like, not every video going bang, my nigga. Like, that's just facts.
Don't nobody shoot 100 from the field.
Oh, God, nigga. Not every video is going bang, but at the time, every video that I posted was banging. And I don't know, bro. It's just, you got to put that work in. And it was hard because it's like you got people who fuck with you seeing your shit. It's like awkward a little bit. I had to get over that. And I've always been a confident person in anything that I produce. But it's like when you got people talking shit, when you got people saying that you ain't going to make it, when you got people telling you that you're not going to be this, you're not going to be that. At first, I was like, man, like, why they saying this to me? I'm just having fun. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like, man, more fuel to the fire. Prove these people wrong.
Yeah. It's just haters at the end of the day. I feel like, shit, once you got niggas telling you, oh, you can't do it, you're not going to be nothing, shit like that, it's just proof that, damn, I'm making some people mad. So I'm doing something right.
Oh, bro.
That's proof in the pudding. When niggas start hating, I'm doing something right. I don't know what it is, but I'm doing something right. I'm improving somewhere. Something got niggas mad. Something is hitting the nerve.
And on top of that, too, one thing I realized, like, when people tell you you can't do things, it's their projection of their insecurity on you. Just the fact that they don't see themselves doing much, so they're trying to make sure you don't do what they tell themselves that they can't do. But whole time, if, like he said, he has confidence in himself, regardless of what I think or what you think of him,
right,
he's always going to find a way to, you know, make sure his confidence stands out.
Right. And I feel like that's important with, like, the whole content creation shit, because we post shit public. So niggas could come and type anything under our comments. A lot of shit, niggas read a lot of comments. Shit could get under a nigga's skin. So it's really just, like, staying poised and not giving a fuck about what nobody going to think at the end of the day.
Yeah, the one thing that helped me with that is the money.
Yeah. The money on
there. The money niggas was making is like, man, y'all could talk shit all y'all want. What y'all are helping, your view and your comment is an interaction that's going to help boost me through the algorithm. Keep talking shit.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
At all.
There's no such thing. So anything that you say that's mentioning my name is going to help me out in the end.
Oh, bro.
Anything.
One thing, too, I started doing a lot, too, recently. Like, whenever I get into an argument with somebody, after I walk away, I look at my bank or my bank account and be like, ain't even affect shit for it.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
Yeah. Bro, so why am I even caring for it? Ain't affect shit.
It ain't affect shit at all.
The money that was in there is stolen there.
Yup. And, like, niggas was getting brand deals. Niggas was getting sponsorships.
Yeah.
All type of shit was happening. And I felt like I was at the height of my career. And I feel like at this moment right now, I feel like I'm at the peak of my life. As much as I might complain about shit and bitch and moan about certain stuff, bro, I really am having my way in the most craziest ways. And
let me ask you, do you feel like, because when you say peak, I'm a challenge you. When you say peak, do you mean like you feel like this is the highest that you could be, or you just feel like you're on, you feel like you're still ascending, but this is the highest you've ever been?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the highest I've ever been.
But still growing.
100%, 120%. I wake up every day and go harder. One thing I had to get over was people calling me a TikToker. Mm. When I think of TikToker, I think of a nigga shaking his hips and shit. I think of a nigga dancing and shit like
Why?
That.
Why? It's hella shit on TikTok.
No,
why?
No, I know. But like at the time coming up, like, oh, he's a TikToker. Like people are instantly gonna think of dancing videos and shit like that.
Okay.
I had to get over that stigma. Like TikTok, I am a TikToker because that's what people know me from. I can't get upset that I am a TikToker. I can't get upset that people not calling me for a content creator.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's where most of my videos have gone viral at. So TikTok. At the end of the day, I'm a fucking TikToker.
Right.
A lot of the shit that when it comes to like the progress and stuff like that, a lot of that shit was getting out of my own head about certain things. I was really holding myself back, even though I always knew I could go far further and further. I was always holding myself back. Like, I'm not cocky, but I can be cocky at times. And when it comes down to that, I was holding myself back being too humble. And sometimes people think they can step on your toes and shit, but when you lean up and bug up with a nigga, now he like, oh, now he cocky. He cocky, but you niggas made me this way.
Yeah, I got it.
Like, trying to be humble and niggas talking shit, like, I really, like, humble all of y'all.
Yeah, I got a different perspective on that shit now. I used to think the same way, like, I might be humble, shit like that. I'm cocky and shit like that. But really, it come to the point where you see, damn, I really got to be not cocky, but I really got to be confident. I really got to show niggas, like, who I am type shit.
Yup.
And I feel like, That's a lot of niggas on that fence. Like, they don't know whether to be more reserved or fuck it, I'm gonna pop my shit. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I've done. And these niggas not doing, they haven't done, and they not doing half the shit that I'm doing type shit.
People project a lot. Yeah. And their insecurities, they project their insecurities at you.
But it's like shit. It's a social proof. You can go Google and look what I'm doing right now. You can go see my journey, what I've been doing the past year and a half, 2 years type shit. Can I do the same for you?
Exactly.
Can I do the same for you? That's all I gotta ask. What's your mission? What's your plan right now? What you doing in life? You can go on Google and go see what I've been doing. What you've been doing?
Exactly. I feel like all glory to God. Also, like, I journal every day. So I journal every single day. I journal about my thoughts, my feelings, my plans, how I'm gonna execute my plans. Some days I be like in my head and in my feelings a little bit, you know. And I just write it out. And then when I go, because what I'm really ultimately trying to do, I'm trying to make a book. So I started journaling about 2-3 years ago. And I got like a couple thick composition notebooks. That's why I call it season 2, because I'm on my second composition notebook. Everything in my first notebook completed every goal I hit. It took months and months and months to hit, but I hit every single fucking goal in that book. And the goals that I got in season 2 are just absolutely so fucking mind-boggling and so, like, over the top that I've already reached a couple of them. And I feel like that's helped me see. It's keeping myself accountable, because if I write down my goals, I can't just write it down and not, like, go out and do it. Like, it's manifestation. You can manifest but go out and do the work. God gonna give you the tests and challenges to get your dream. You can add, all you got to do is ask for it. He's just going to give you multiple tests to see how bad you really want it.
Sheesh.
You're not lying at all.
Sheesh. It's bar after bar. Bar yeah. after bar in that. I think the most important thing, though, is that writing the shit down.
Pen to paper.
I was just watching something. I was watching some podcast, but they was basically just talking about once you get to writing shit down and you get to checking this shit off, you get to completing the goals, and then you go back and look 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 18, 24 months ago. Damn, I done came a long fucking way.
It takes 6 months to change your life. It takes 30 days.
A long fucking way.
Yep.
And then it's like you said, I didn't cross off a motherfucking composition notebook of goals. So if I feel like you see I can get all that shit done, go to the next book. I'm just gonna keep on progressing from here.
Yeah.
But it comes with like seeing that progress. I think that's a way that you can see it, because a lot of times they get lost in the sauce and he can't really see all the progress that he done made.
Yep.
When he don't document it or when he don't set goals, and he just kind of like aimlessly out here doing shit, he kind of lose like sight of like, damn nigga, I might be really doing shit. I might be really taking care of business. I might be really accomplishing shit out here, but I'm not even writing it down. I'm not even being attentive to where I'm at in life. I'm just going through the motions.
Yeah, I definitely say it takes 6 months to change your life. It takes 30 days to make something a habit. And what I do is I write a 6-month goal, I'll write a 3-month goal, and I'll write a 1-month goal. And then I'll do weekly check-ins every week to try to hit that 1-month goal, which is ultimately connected to that 3-month, which is ultimately connected to that 6-month. So over time, you're doing this, 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 this. And now it's just exponentially just growing.
Right. And I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like you have motivation, or do you feel like it's just the consistency at this point?
Oh, man. At one point, I had motivation. And then, not that I lost it or anything. It's just, you sometimes you just don't wake up with that spark in you, bro.
Yeah.
And is you gotta find motivation within the consistency. Because like I said, like not how every video gonna bang, but when that one bang after having like a little dry spout, it's like, damn, yeah, I know I can do this. Now I'm back in it.
I'm him.
And one thing that I still kind of not even struggle with now, but more or less like I say like a few months ago, is that like sometimes I let the views dictate my mood. You know, it's like, oh, one day I get a banger, 1 million video, the next 5, 6, 7 videos only like 1,000 views. You know, sometimes as a content creator, when you thinking that your content should always hit and it doesn't get received by your audience well, it can make you feel a kind of way, because it's like I put my all into this shit. And what's crazy is most of my videos that have gone viral, those aren't the videos that I thought were gonna go viral. It's always like, it's always the dumb shit that go viral. You know,
that's what people want to see.
Exactly.
That's what people want to see. I think it was last week when we was talking to Mari about shit. He was like, when you're looking at the views, just basically picture it as, you say, damn, I only got 1,000 views. Just picture it as, I got 1,000 niggas in this one room watching me.
Right.
That's, I'm doing something. I'm doing something right. I'm accomplishing something. And on a good day, damn, I got 1 million people packed out in this stadium, arena, whatever the fuck.
Come on, bro.
Coliseum.
Coliseum, listen to me. They came to see. They here for me, though. When you put it in that terms, what the fuck am I down for?
You feel me?
A thousand niggas came to see me. 1,000 niggas paying $10. Okay, yeah, that's a good day.
It's like the thing is, like, retrospectively, because TikTok is such an app that, like, pushes to millions at a time, like, 1,000 really ain't shit.
Yeah.
So the RPM that they have now is $1.20 per 1,000 views. So just do the math on that.
What, you know what it was before?
So before I joined the Creator Fund about 3 months ago, before that, because I had took like a long hiatus, because I, you know, I was doing stuff. Yeah. You know? But before that, it was like $25 per million views, which is fucking dog shit.
I was like, that ain't shit at all.
Nah, not at all. Like, at all, bro. Like, niggas is, I was working a job and shit, watching these numbers go up. I'm getting clout, but ain't having no money. You right. Feel me? I had to make motion through other shit, like sports betting, selling right. shoes, selling clothes. I never sell weed, though. I never sell drugs. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I don't knock it. I just.
He say ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't
he
nothing wrong with it.
I mean, low-key, ain't nothing wrong with it. If you going to make it bro. Work, make it work.
Nigga, that's making money, bro. Anything making money.
So why you won't do it?
Only because I want to come up with the cleanest record possible. I want to show niggas.
Kind of contradicting, though?
Nah. Because, look, I want to show niggas that you don't got to be a rapper, ball player, drug dealer to make it. You feel me?
But they kind of contradicted, though.
How?
Because you say, oh, it's not a bad thing, but it's but I'd rather make it the straight way.
Yeah. I mean, I got a little bit of more. Like, my parents didn't raise me to be no drug dealer.
I'm just challenging.
No, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
100%. I feel you.
In a sense, too, though, it's like this. Look, it's two roads traveled, right?
Yeah.
Some people are always going to go the road that's more risky. Him, personally, he don't want to go to the risky route. Because if he's saying, I could go, if I could still make it without going a risky route, then why try that route, right? If I don't need to, I try it.
Right.
If it comes down to it and he may need to try it, that's when he might try.
Oh, 100%. If I was down bad on my dick, no funds, no shit to my fucking name, but maybe $20 to go get a dub.
Yeah.
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 You finna flip the dub?
120%. And then when I get like $100, then I'll go do something else. I only sell a little bit. I ain't trying to be no El Chapo or nothing like that. But
salute to all the drug dealers.
Oh, bro. Y'all doing a service that other niggas won't do.
Yeah.
But some of you niggas, G, and when I be fiending, like, damn, I need this shit. Them niggas never pull through. They never pull through.
Talk about it. Bro, you forgetting they got a life too. That's
what, man, I don't give a fuck. Man. I don't give a fuck. When I want this 3-5, your ass better fucking serve me.
We hate like, a drug dealer that got a life, man. I'm at the graduation. I'm out of town, nigga. This
nigga,
is
I don't
life.
Care about your kids being at daycare, nigga. Come serve me.
We don't at all. But we appreciate y'all for when y'all
for
do
real. 100%. Y'all doing God's work for real.
Really though, man. But shit, we could switch gears a little bit, man. Let's talk about homecoming coming up. What we got coming up this week? What you got planned? You finna be outside?
Outside, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make a lot of content.
A lot of content.
It's the best week for it too.
100%. I'm gonna be at every event. I'm gonna be showing my face. I'm gonna just be trying to come up with new ideas.
I had a schedule in my pocket somewhere.
What's tomorrow? Don't nobody know what tomorrow is.
Tomorrow the 8th, right?
Yeah. Not the 9th.
Tomorrow's Monday.
Type shit.
I try to pop out shit Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Friday.
Yeah,
Friday.
I'm trying to come up with new ideas. So one thing I would say that I'm not currently struggling with, but that I've trying to been figure out is like I do a lot of black content. I'm trying to and at the end of the day we go to a PWI.
Right.
So it's like I'm trying to incorporate different questions that can be tailored to a wider population instead of just, you know, like black people. Honestly, they have my back. Some of the PWI have my back more than, you know, the black people do. You know, I come across people on campus that, yo, bro, I seen your video. You show up on my For You page. That shit make a nigga feel good. I won't even lie. It's like it's working.
You hear me? The shit that I'm doing. I seen a nigga walking outside with a Free Sauce podcast shirt on. Boy, I started smiling so hard.
Oh, God. Like, that's your so shit. Hard. That's what
and
you.
I didn't know him, though. I didn't know him. I did not know his ad, but he had the shirt on.
Like, that's what you grinded for. That's what you made your brand to be, and you see another nigga rocking it.
I ain't gonna lie. Low key, when he starts seeing people like that, just even go up to them and be like,
I appreciate you.
You might not know who I am, but
I'm the type of nigga, hey, what's that on your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't even know.
For sure, big dog. All right,
take care, dog. All
right, big dog.
Homecoming. I'm gonna try to go crazy, bro. Not really focused on the numbers, focused on the content. People don't understand that I make a lot of content. Y'all just only see what I think is gonna do well.
Right.
You know? Like, I got hella shit in the vault. People ask me when I'm finna do this, when I'm finna do that. Like, it's all coming. It's like, it's timing with this shit.
You can't rush your timing.
Nah. But also, I was waiting on the time too much at one point. And I just had to go out and get it. That's when I was talking about going into Chicago and just doing that shit.
Yeah, I'll try to come outside. Shit, tomorrow is the open mic. So, yeah, I'll try to pop out to that.
Oh, you know what's up with that? You write in the book. You can damn near might want to, you know, touch on some type of ways that you go to motivate yourself to write your book. Because writing the book is not an easy task at all.
Yeah, no. It's not. I just wake up. Like, what I do is I write. So this is how I structure it. I write the date. I first start off with two gratitudes. Two things that I'm grateful for. That propels me through the rest of my day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I write down my schedule. Like, these are the classes that I got. Then after that, I'll write something that I need to do towards my weekly goal. So if my weekly goal is to, you know, post like 5 videos, I try not to make it like, I try to make it things that are not out of my control. Like, oh, get 15,000 views.
Right. Facts.
That's not in my control.
Facts.
So I say, oh, let me just post 5 videos this week.
Facts. Damn, that's a fucking bar.
Yeah, so.
All content creators.
So then I'll write something like that. And then, like, I'm not really no feelings ass nigga, but I'll write how I feel. Like, oh, today I didn't feel as motivated because of this, this, and this. But that's okay because I'm going to do this, this, and this to overcome that. And then I'm going to be better.
That's what's up.
And then what I do is I write, like, a closing statement, too. Like, a word of affirmation to myself, my future self. Because at the end of the day, I'm writing to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got this, nigga. You know, keep your head up. You know, there's bad days, there's good days, sunny days, but the rain don't never last forever. And there's always a rainbow after the rain, my nigga. So, and I also, one thing, I always write my signature after every day. I'm practicing my signature. When motherfuckers walking up, they want my shit.
That motherfucker getting hard.
Oh, God.
That motherfucker getting hard, man.
Oh, bro.
Nah, real shit, though.
Yeah, homecoming, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, shit. Good to see everybody outside. Hell yeah, I ain't been outside since, shit, a minute. So, hell yeah, I'll
probably it's because these freshmen, they out here acting bad, boy. Yeah. Shooting shit up, all type of shit, man. I was at that party. I'm just randomly doing an interview, just minding my business, bro, and niggas started blaming. Damn, I had to get up out of there. You know, one thing that I say, like shit like that, I really say, you know how niggas go D1 and shit. Yeah. I feel like I'm a 5-star recruit in life, so I knew I wasn't gonna make it to the fucking league, my nigga. Like, like who am I kidding? Like,
hell no. And so, niggas don't want to be honest with themselves about that.
See me, bro. I'm athletic. I'm an exercise science major, so like I know things that are supposed to propel you to. For professional development in your sport and shit like that, but nigga, I knew I wasn't finna be no fucking starting point guard on the Lakers. Nigga. You know, like, I'm not finna drop my entire life to stress myself my entire life, bro. That's why this media shit is perfect for me because I just love it. And some people say they love it just to love it. No, nigga, we do this shit for the money. My nigga, I've been making thousands, tens of thousands from social media,
let's
bro.
Let's speak to that. Why do niggas lie and say, oh, I love this shit? Because I know we don't even put out videos nearly as much as niggas, but I know you will get tired of fucking waking up, putting out videos or showing how to show your face on camera or like a streaming ass nigga. Bro, it's that money that's keeping you coming back.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of the time. It might be days when you get up, man. I love this shit.
Nah, I do. I really you do love this shit.
I'm talking about the consistent. That's where that consistency comes in.
Oh, 100%.
That consistency is something bringing you back to it. Maybe before the money, it might be, man, I see what niggas could get to. I see a little bit of money coming in. But once you get the money, it's like, This money keeping me here.
When you get that money, bro.
I see money in this. There's value in this.
Not only that, bro. Imagine a $50,000 check coming through your shit. What? Wake up the next day and do it 20 times over, man. Like, yeah, I love this shit, but I love the money more.
Man.
It could change your whole life.
We all gotta eat, and I feel like you're a fool if you telling yourself, man, I'm doing this because I love it. I feel like if you feel like you're doing something because you only love it and you don't see no monetary value or how you could turn it into some monetary value, I feel like you might be in the wrong field.
100%.
I'm one of them niggas. I don't believe in like that passion shit. Yeah, to a certain extent, but if your passion is not bringing you any type of monetary value, any type of
revenue,
knowledge of anything, like you're not really seeing nothing turn off this, it might be time to go somewhere else.
100%. And that's why I say this is the one thing that I've put all my man hours into. And school isn't a backup plan, but I'm pretty much set if I do graduate. When I graduate with my degree, I'm pretty much set. My father, he runs his own business, like sports clinic and stuff.
Okay.
So I was going to work with him being one of the athletic trainers and stuff like that. But my quote is, if you have a plan B, you never thought your plan A was going to work. This social media shit is my plan A. I don't have no backup plan. I don't want a backup plan. I'm praying, manifesting every single day that this shit takes me to the place that I need to be. And I don't look at shit else as something that I want to do. This is possibly the only thing that I want to do for the rest of my life.
That's heavy. That's heavy shit. We think you, well, we hope we're going to do it. We know we're going to do it. It's really just that consistency.
Time is the biggest bitch to me.
In what way? You feel like it's not enough hours in a day, or you feel
not
like-
even that. It's I have everything that I need. I got the motivation. I got the consistency. I got the team. I got everything that I need. In aspect of that, it's the aspect of when am I gonna get more and more and more? But that's when that checking in and writing it down, that's what keeps me level. Because when I think about times like, oh, I'm doing all this, and I'm not getting this, and that. It really do fuck with me sometimes. So time is my biggest thing that I've really been struggling with. My time management skills are ass. I won't even lie to you, bro.
That's a lot of college students.
Bro, I show up late to my classes every single day. But the thing about that is I show up late every single day, but I'm one of the first people to leave the exam. I get good grades. I study outside. Like, I might not study a lot, but I already know everything that I'm studying. So I always push school to the side. Like, fuck that shit. Let me go do this.
Like, as long as you know shit turned in, shit handled, and you're going to pass the class, I feel like that's what you're here for, to get this degree.
Yeah.
Something similar that I'm kind of like you. I've had this thinking since I was, like, in high school. I used to tell myself, like, if by the time it gets to the test, if I don't know something on the test already, I'm not about to stress myself the night before or the week before studying for it, because I had the whole school year to realize whatever the fuck I was going to be on the test.
Yeah.
So if I don't know it by then, I'm just going and take and pass what I know and just leave what I don't know for what it is.
Yeah.
Teachers in high school talking about some of that shit not gonna fly in college. The shit that I done seen in college fly, yeah, boy. Pigs flying, nigga.
Niggas was lying in high school, man. They was lying through their teeth.
I won't lie, I think college more sweet than high school.
It is 100%.
It's just the only thing that made high school more fun was because, like, the sports. And like
it was easier to, you know, easier, be the sport, like, you know.
And you seeing them niggas every day, you developing like a really close-knit relationship with whoever it may be, teachers, students, coaches, anybody type shit, faculty. Like, you seeing them niggas every day for 8 hours, so you developing a lot of close relationships with them, where in college is like
you might see the same person at least like three times in the classroom.
You get to build your own shit though. Yeah. You get to form your own shit.
But I feel like people in classrooms are weird though, bro. Like, people really be throwing my vibe off.
Have niggas like made like real friends in the classroom?
Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm talking about friends that like you fuck with, you go out.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Do you feel like it's something that's easy, or do you feel like it come with like group projects and shit like that, or just depend on like the set?
I think it's seeing they face in the classroom and then being outside, be like, "You're in my class."
Seeing another black nigga, oh, bro.
Yeah.
Seeing like,
I mean, not even just a black person. It's just like you going out to the bar, like, "Oh, we got class, we got K&R, whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh yeah, we do. Oh man, I fucking hate that class." Then now y'all bonding over, you know, different shit like that.
Yeah,
like I've had a couple of like people like that, and also like some of the classes that I've had to take have been quite challenging. So like, I've gone out of my way a couple of times to make friends in class, just in case I'm ever in the library and they happen to be in the library at the same time, be like, "Hey, yo, bro, can you help me with this? Or can you help me with that?"
And I won't lie, bro, most niggas are in the same boat.
Yeah.
90% of the time. When you hear another nigga say, "Oh, I ain't start that project either," that shit make you feel like y'all in the same boat.
That's something we as college students don't realize. Like, bro, whatever you going through, is 10 more people going through the same exact thing. Whatever you feeling, is 10 more people going feeling the same exact way. You're not alone when you in college, bro.
At all.
You're not alone in any aspect, bro. You're not alone.
And I feel like also, though, what a lot of folks struggle with in college, like making friends, one, and knowing like what, like how to separate friendships. Like, I seen like some people try to use the same friend for the same things over and over.
You can't mix friend groups, G. You can't. I done learned that the hard way.
Like, you really can't. Like, you're gonna have to really separate like what a specific friend is for, and like, you can't tell your study buddy what you're going through emotionally. Like that. Yeah. Like, you're gonna have to make some type of boundaries. I feel like a lot of people miss those boundaries together.
It's knowing who to study with, who to party with, who to confide in.
It's some niggas that parties. I will only party with. I won't kick it with you. I that's the thing. Like, I ain't no fake friend. I'm a let you know what it is, bro. Like, we only partying together, bro. Like, if I needed help with anything, I would never call you.
And niggas gotta know that though. You gotta know, man, there's boundaries to this shit, there's levels to this shit. I hold you in this place because this is what we comfortable at, this is what we cool at. This is our relationship. I don't think that it needed to go no farther.
And throughout college, that's one thing that I had to learn. I learned after COVID, people are weird. It was people that I spoke to every day, hung out with every day, get back to campus, won't say a fucking word to each other, cross paths, just won't say none to each other.
Damn.
And I'm more reserved to the people that I fuck with for real, because I'm on the wave of, if you fuck with me, I fuck with you 10 times harder. Because I feel like everybody weird now. I don't think people see you for who you are. They see you for what other people see you as. Mm-hmm. They don't really get their own perception of you until they hear it from somebody else. And I'm not saying I'm no fucking sane. I've done some pretty, like, not fucked up shit. Yeah, some fucked up shit. Right. But but like, oh, no. You know, so like sometimes I ain't gonna lie, like I like being the villain.
Yeah.
I like being the villain.
I'm
bro.
Gonna say I was just gonna like challenge the whole thing. Like, I feel like we get to create like a public perception.
Yeah.
Like, so to say, and whether we realize it or not, we get to create a image of what we want people to see as that.
Uh-huh.
You definitely with fucking doing TikTok and doing just doing content creation, period, you get to put off a certain vibe, whether you realize it or not. That's,
yeah,
that's
but
what
at
is.
The same time, bro, people only see me for that shit, bro. Like that's why I don't ever talk about it. I don't ever in a conversation ever talk about TikTok or like me being in a fraternity, me doing this, doing that.
So,
I don't
so
never
let me
talk
ask
about
you,
it.
When you introduce yourself, what would you introduce yourself as?
Jalen.
Jalen. So Jalen, but love. They say tell me about you. What do you do? What do you what's some things?
What
that
do
you
I do? I love to play the game. I feel like that resonates with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I love to play the game. I love to lift. I love to exercise. I want them to get to know me for me before I tell them anything.
Hobbies.
That yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that could lead them to sway their opinion to be like, oh, I could use him. You know? Mm-hmm. I want people to fuck with me for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way?
Sometimes. I seem like sometimes when people ask me like, especially like when you go to like places and people ask you like, who are you? Yeah. Like one of the first things I'll tell them is like, I'm Austin. And then they, most people, yeah, accent. So then they ask like, where's the accent from? I'm like, I'm from West Africa. And then until they ask me what country, you're not gonna get that out of me until you ask me what country.
Hear me?
And I think I'm the opposite. The
really?
Total opposite. I feel like I literally tell you what I want you to know about me. I don't want you to know me.
Uh huh.
I don't want you to feel like you have the privilege of knowing me.
100%.
You feel me?
100%.
I mean, yeah, you would get to.
You won't get a version
on
of me.
A surface level.
I get people based knowledge.
Yeah, on a surface level, but I feel like this don't happen on day one.
Nope.
No.
Fuck no.
This don't happen.
We've known each other
one.
For almost 2 years, a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah. About two years. This conversation don't happen on day one. Not even day two, not even day three.
Not right? even 6 months.
This come from overtime, feeling the person vibe out, just getting more comfortable with them, seeing what they about type shit. That's when that come in for me. But I get what you're saying about you want the person to know you rather than over your
business. It's people that I have in my class that never knew that I did social media because I never talk about it. I will never go out because I don't want people to have a perception of.
I would say I'm the same way then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all are.
I'm finna say I never bring, unless a nigga asks me like, hey, what you do outside? Like, look, tell me about what you do outside of this shit. What you do outside of school? Then if we having a conversation, then I tell you, oh, I got a podcast, this and that. Because, okay, you really want to know that. But like you say in class, no, niggas don't. Unless I got the t-shirt on, niggas will not know that, oh, he got a podcast.
Or like, unless they've already have a pre-history of watching us on YouTube and coming up to us on the rec or anything. That's just something that's brought up.
I be feeling bad sometimes. Like, damn, nigga, you got a podcast. Say something. But then it's like, I don't know. I be stuck.
It's a fine line. You don't want to come across as
cocky.
It's like, this is the only thing that
only
I want
you.
I
want you to go.
That's
facts. But at the same time, though, just know I got something going for me.
Yeah, this is not the only thing that I want you to, like, I don't want to push this on you, but, okay,
If it came down to it, I got
something. I do got this going on if you want to know, if you looking at support.
You know what really, really, really sparked the fire in me?
What's up?
I'll never forget, bro. I was in class, and we was going around class, and I told my teacher in the class that I was going to be a millionaire by 25. Mm. Everybody laughed.
Mm.
Nigga, this was like, it was like a year or two ago in one of my big courses, main classes.
Damn.
Motherfuckers laughing and shit.
Damn.
I said, watch this. Most people going to be ended up working with their parents, making minimum wage. All I said was, watch this. And that right there, I think about that like damn near every day. For real.
Mm.
I feel like you hear that a lot with people that pursue their like not necessarily a passion, but people that pursue things that they love while in college. Like you've had people in high school, elementary school tell you, oh, that shit ain't gonna work out. And only a select few people actually let that shit get to them for real.
Mm.
And then if you actually pursue whatever you wanted to pursue during that time, you end up actually proving
all those people wrong.
I don't. Go ahead.
I say each and every time the niggas that's saying that shit right there, they ain't got shit going on.
Oh yeah.
The niggas that's anybody that's hating a nigga that's we would never hate on a nigga that's trying to progress in life. He would never hate on a nigga that's trying to come up in any aspect.
A black belt will never make fun of a white belt trying to get to a black belt.
Never, bro. We understand. We understand.
Because you was that person at one point.
We understand. No matter, we would never make fun of anybody on the grind, hustling. Niggas outside selling t-shirts, I would never make fun. Niggas outside getting content, I would never make fun. Niggas doing pranks, I would never make fun.
It's unless also it's
a prank on me.
Yeah. Oh, bro. I would
never make fun. After I realized, I'm like, damn, that's a good one, bro. Just fuck y'all.
It's always, it's also on the tip of, it do sound unfathomable. Yeah. To certain people, you know, a million by 25, like, nigga, what? Right. Like, it doesn't seem realistic.
They can't dream that big,
you know? And I one thing I had to stop doing was telling my big dreams to small, mighty people. Mm-hmm. That should kill your vibe. Mm-hmm. I don't really tell my dreams to people no more because people love to have a perception of what they want you to do instead of what you want to do.
Mm. And it's also one thing, too, is like, if everybody else knows your dreams, are they even a dream anymore?
Not only that, what people know will allow them to have more power over you.
That's right? Correct. That's correct.
You know, I've been doing a lot of mind mastery. I've been reading a lot of books.
What's your favorite book?
Right now I'm reading Becoming Supernatural. And what that is basically that manifestation is real and that you can alter your reality by just thinking.
Yep.
But in that thought, you have to actually sit and visualize everything that you want to happen. And once you visualize what you want to happen, it's going to happen. But at that point, that road is probably going to be the toughest road that you ever take in your life.
I was just going to say, I think that's the hardest part is for people to actually visualize it. I think that's the missing piece for a lot of people. People might meditate and shit like that, but they miss the vision aspect. I'm actually supposed to be like trying to envision some shit right now. I'm supposed to be putting a picture in my head of what I want my life to look like in 5, 10, 15, 3 years, whatever the case may be. I'm supposed to be envisioning some shit to the point where now I see myself. It's kind of like you see yourself in the future type shit. I'm seeing myself attain the goals. I'm seeing myself become a millionaire by 25. I'm seeing that shit. So now it's just I got to be willing to travel that road. Whatever, like you say, it's gonna be the toughest road you've ever taken in your life.
Low key, drugs help.
What kind?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I've been doing a lot of psychedelics lately, and what that's done for me, bro. I've been seeing past myself. I've had ego death multiple times, and that's why I became more humble over the years. And then after I got over myself, I started reflecting on shit that I've done to others and how, like, damn, like, that's kind of fucked up. And then I've just started being more peaceful around other people, and what that's done is brought a spark and vision in my head of, okay, so I've dealt with all the trauma and shit. Now everything that I'm doing, that I'm visualizing, is actually a lot more clear because I've dealt with everything in the past.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot.
You done any other psychedelics besides shrooms?
Man, hell no. Nah. I ain't doing no acid, no DMT. I'm not saying that I wouldn't, but at my point in my life right now, I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's like, not right now.
Nah,
I'm cool. I'm on a journey right now, man.
Oh, bro.
I feel like I'm on a journey right now. I feel like I don't need it right now. I don't feel like it's going to help me. I just feel like I'm on a journey that once the journey over with, I'll figure some shit out. And if I need it again, hey. But shit, I feel like I'm on a journey. I'm locked in right now.
That's how I feel about weed.
Locked in. What you feel about it?
About weed is like, I don't smoke often. I used to be a really heavy smoker. Then I realized that was like nulling me. It was dulling me. So what I started to do is I only smoke when I reach an accomplishment.
Mm.
So like,
it's like a reward.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. And those rewards may look, like, oh, I study hard for this exam. I didn't smoke for the entire like 2, 3, 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I got a good grade on my test, man. Let me blow this bitch down real quick. Other times it's like I smoke to think. And then I get sober and execute it. So like I use it as like a imaginary tool. You know, I be coming up with some of the craziest shit off the dope.
I'm gonna say using it for its correct purposes, though. Exactly. Not abusing it, but using it in the correct way.
Exactly.
And me personally is like, I used to like smoke a lot too, but nowadays I can go like 8 months, 9 months without it. So it's just like, sometimes I sit back, I'm like, damn, we used to be kids and have fun without smoking. Like, we used to just go in the park, run around, be creative as hell with no type of drug in our system. And yet, nowadays, I feel like the older we get, the more we take away from our creativity. But at the same time, though, it's like we don't even give ourselves a chance to think like we used to.
Exactly. I also think because we've been through so much shit that we can't think the way we used to. And you know what I say, bro? Drugs and women are the two things that you need to stay away from when you're on your grind. Ah, man. Over the summer, bro, I was celibate.
Oh, wow.
I want fucking no hoes. And I was on the tip of like, I can't give my energy away when I'm trying to put my energy into what I want. Uh-huh. We subconsciously think about women 24/7.
It's like,
you will, bro.
It's so unstoppable.
Bro, you won't even, like, you real life won't be trying to talk to a bitch, but you'll wake up, oh, did a bitch text me? You feel me, bro? You scrolling, damn, this bitch bad. Let me like her picture. Yeah. I'm not gonna hop in her DM, but damn, she bad. You know, like, damn, that bitch that did me wrong a few weeks ago, I can't stand that bitch. You know, it's just like we're subconsciously always thinking, it's human nature to get to women. Uh-huh. And one thing, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, I used to be a slut.
Yeah,
man,
that's gonna be my question. Are you still celibate?
Hell no. Nah.
For the sake of clear to say over summer.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah,
that's 3 months.
I mean,
cool.
Like, I ain't just out here willy nilly, nothing like that, but I've acquired a
understanding.
Yeah, yeah. A higher standard of myself to not even be on that kind of wave with women for real.
You more stingy now?
100%. 120%, because I feel like now that people see you like on a platform and stuff like that, no, ooh, I have access to him. No, you don't. No, you don't. You used to have access to me. You had access to the old me until I went through all this other shit. And now when you're stingy with your time and you're not available, they want you more.
Reverse psychology.
God damn.
Yeah, so
reverse psychology.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I feel like I could teach a course in like women's psychology, G. Cause the shit that like I've dealt with over my life with chasing women, and I realized that none of that shit is worth it, bro. Cause I have a female best friend. Mm-hmm. I have sisters. I know what they do to niggas, bro. Mm-hmm. And it just make me sick to think about I would be a part of that kind of shit. So it's like I don't even put the energy into women no more because I just know how grimy and sick they are.
Yeah. Dude.
And it's like when I real life sit back and reflect, I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
This bitch got me. You know, like and one thing that I'm more stingy is because I don't want no woman to dictate how I feel.
Man.
You know?
Man.
You know, they'll say some outlandish shit 1 second and be like, I love you the next second. You know? And one thing that I realized is that it started knocking me off my pivot when I was, you know, messing with somebody and, you know, I'm trying to achieve my goals and they like, why you not spending no time with me? Why you don't want to hang out with me? Why you always doing this? Why you always doing that? You sitting up here posting this with her. What you doing with her? And it would... In my head, I'm like, well, wouldn't you think it would be easy for you to catch me up with someone that I'm doing a video with? I don't fuck with no women from my videos. I don't, because that would make it easy for you to catch me up. I'm not on that kind of wave. Everything to me is strictly business.
Never mix business and pleasure.
Nope.
Never.
Nope, not at all.
Never in any way, shape, or form. Never.
And now that nobody has access to me, I feel like I'm more valuable, especially because I'm going up, especially because, you know, I'm in a fraternity, especially because people's perception of the fraternity life. I know I didn't want to touch on the topic and nothing like that, but since we on the topic of women, since I'm a Neo, people like, oh, Neo season. Oh, he must be fucking hella bitches.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the opposite. Right. You know, I'm a holeless nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me? And
I take pride in that, though.
I do. And I do, too.
In this day and age, that's not...
I'm not gonna say it's not something a lot of niggas could say, because a lot of niggas don't got hoes. But I'm gonna say, with somebody that could have they pick of the litter, it's not common where they saying I'm chilling. Yeah, I could go. I can grab her. But no, I'm out the way. I'm chilling.
What I really do is I just look at the really, really, really bad bitches, and then I just use them as motivation to grind. Mm. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get you later.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm gonna work now. You something that I know I gotta work for.
You know, you gotta put in some work. Man. Yeah,
bro. These days, bro, bitches not coming to the crib and fucking, bro. And then it's also like they fuck up your money. And what I realized about hoes is, you got three hoes. Now you gotta separate. First of all, you gotta separate your time for all three of the bitches. Not only that, now you gotta spend $30 to $40, $50, $60 on dates for each one of them bitches. Mm. Now, if I exclude all that, I got my time and my money.
Mm.
I might not have the sloppy sloppy, you know.
And this, that come this with is a strictly woman. Hoes we talking about. We love women, we love goddesses, but we talking about hoes and bitches right
yes,
now.
Yes, no, I'm not talking about women.
We talking about hoes right now.
We talking about the college thoughts.
Hoes.
You know?
But no, that's facts though. When you break it down like that, it's facts.
No, I had to take a step back from that, because it was really fucking up my mental health, bro. Like, a bitch really make you sick, man. Like, sick. You go through a girl phone, you not eating for some days, man. Like,
don't even do it.
I wouldn't advise, unless y'all lock on in.
Man, I also, it's just the stuff that I've seen them do to my homies. You know, that shit is just make you like,
out of body for real.
Oh, bro. And after that, I started carrying myself different. And unbeknownst to me, it actually made me get more interest.
I'm finna say, but it's like once you start focusing on you and you only, you start to, that shit come to you.
Yeah.
You're no longer chasing that shit. That shit fall in your lap.
Oh, bro.
That shit fall in your lap, literally. When you putting in the work, though, and you got exactly. The social proof, and you stand out the way, and you being selective and shit like that, this shit gonna fall in your lap.
And when people don't know who you fucking with, it make them wanna fuck with you more, too.
That's facts. That's facts. We love...
He just dropped a gem.
We love our women out there. We love the hoes, too, when we love them.
Oh, bro.
When we love them, man.
What I wanted to ask you, too, is like, you know, sometimes you say motivation comes and go for you sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, how do you pivot? Like, let's say something, like, you really want to do something, but you're not really motivated to do it. How do you pivot to, you know, still get it done or, you know, anything like that?
You just got to do it. It's a lot. It's like working out. I don't feel like working out, but I want my body to look right, mm-hmm. You know? And it's all, and I also relate the body to social media, because you're not finna get swole as hell overnight. You're not finna make $1 million overnight. You know, you gotta consistently show up, put in that work, and let the results speak for themselves. So that's why I really love my exercise science major, because it gives me that grounding of this shit not gonna happen overnight. You need to keep putting in that work, you know.
That's what's up.
I'll fuck with that for real.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
What you think in terms of motivation? Where do you think your motivation coming from today?
Today?
Yeah. Or do you think I'm gonna ask you specifically about the podcast? Where do you think your motivation coming from the podcast? Or do you think it's you on consistency right now?
I think it's mostly consistency. Like, I'm gonna say, like, this week I tried to get so we were supposed to release an episode Sunday, and I tried. Uh-huh. To get somebody to come on for like Friday, and everybody was kind of, you know, busy, people going home, all type of shit. So it's kind of hard, and like I was losing, like I was like, damn, am I asking the wrong question? Like, you start to sit back, you're like, am I asking the wrong questions? Do they even want to come on here?
Like,
am
people
I,
don't want to fuck with my like, shit type
am I,
shit.
Am I being pushy? Am I, you know? So I just thought, I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, all of them couldn't come Friday, but yeah, I made sure to schedule a podcast with Jalen for Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, if Fridays at least didn't go how I wanted to go, mm-hmm. I have two more days to make sure I could get Jalen on here. Mm-hmm.
Facts. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I just been. Oh, go ahead, gang.
Go ahead. Say what you gonna say.
Yeah. Nah, I was just gonna say, bro. Like, yeah, I, I was real busy, bro. When I do this kind of stuff, I want to make sure I have time to sit. I don't want to be rushed. I want to give y'all quality content.
I was just going to say, and not to throw him under the bus, but he did cancel on us.
I did.
But not throwing him under the bus. Nigga,
we know what it is.
Throwing him under the bus, but yeah, we cool.
Yeah, shit, nigga, I'm going to survive.
For real, though. It's like, I don't know, bro. It's like, right now, I feel like it's a mixture of motivation and confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, consistency, my fault.
Yeah.
Because I get the motivation comes when, like, I see the guests. I see the numbers going up. I see niggas still tuning in damn near two years later. I see we still got room to grow like a motherfucker 2 years later. I just still see the potential.
Oh, yeah.
And I see where we came from. So I see the growth and I see the potential.
Yeah, bro. I literally, when I walked in here, I said, damn, y'all niggas high tech in here now. Niggas right. Got soundboards, everything, lights, camera, like.
And I think that's
they hustling.
I think every time we sit down and do a podcast, this shit it spark another fire. Cause I swear to God, every person gonna at least say, damn, how much y'all spend on this shit, or damn, y'all really upgraded shit, or damn, this shit nice, or damn, these lights bright.
Invest in yourself.
They're gonna comment on the shit, and it's like, we doing this shit right.
Yeah,
we making the right steps. We getting the right people on here, and I think that's probably the biggest thing right now. We focusing on just getting the right people, trying to tap into different crowds.
Yeah,
that's our biggest goal right now. Yeah. Trying to tap into, like you said, we in a PWI. We got to tap into that crowd. We got to get the black side. Got to lock them in first.
100%.
First and foremost, got to lock that side in. But we had a PWI. We got to take advantage of that.
You know what's crazy, bro? So I see some of the white people damn near fuck with me some of the black people.
Yeah, that's facts, though. That's facts. You're not lying. That's shit. And I don't knock the black people for that, but I knock them for it.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
we supposed to be unified on that. You know, we get it. We paying to get discriminated against.
Like, bro, come on. This shit is insane at this point, man. We just I feel like on this campus, any black person with a business, content creation, do hair, nails, barber, whatever, He should have a whole black community on their side.
Yeah.
I know that will never fucking happen because it's too much politics involved. It's too much, I don't like her. Oh, yeah. She fucked my nigga. Oh, he fucked my bitch. Yeah. Oh, I got beef with him for whatever the fucking reason. This and that. I know that will never happen.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, damn. I feel like for us it can. We don't got no beef with nobody. At least that we know of.
Yeah.
We cool peoples.
It's one thing, it's like, I cannot like you, but have respect for you.
Right. I feel like no matter what, everybody got to respect what we doing.
100%.
And I feel like no matter what, if you've been on this campus for at least the past year, you've heard of us.
100%.
You cannot deny that. Oh,
at all.
I think I've seen a clip or two.
Ricky!
I'm not saying that you tune in or that you watch us every fuck week, but I'm saying if you've been on the campus for the past year and you black, you probably heard of us through the grapevine.
Bro.
And that's not being cocky.
That's just...
I know we put out some shit, and I know that we've had some guests on the show where you had to have seen that.
And not only that, they pull the guests pull in a certain crowd. Got another too. One
today, you feel me? After this week, I know you. It's gonna be more eyes. I know you had to seen that shit from the past week. You know,
oh bro,
I just next week too. Got a banger coming next week too. So back to back weeks with great shit. Oh man, from the jump, we didn't have great episodes, great guests.
Yeah, it's my second time on, man. I feel like that first time was crazy. Like yeah, I was, man,
it was for the moment.
Man, bro, I was sitting down eating a burger, you know, chilling, talking. This nigga walk up, you trying to be on a podcast? In my head, I'm, this is the moment I've been waiting for. Hell yeah, I'll do it.
Nah, real shit.
That's one thing too. Like when he touched on like being confident, like sometimes like I know I have a platform, but sometimes it's like I sit back, I'm like, who can I actually walk up to that's gonna be cool enough to, you know, reciprocate my vibe, to make sure like I'm not just wasting my time. Because sometimes like walking around campus and trying to, you know, talk to people and be like,
it's a struggle. Hey, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, I get rejected.
I was just gonna say, it's like they kind of feed off your feelings. So if you're not in that mood, I don't even go outside, because they gonna automatically, man, this nigga ain't it. Get the
that's what I'm saying.
If you in that mood, I feel like no matter what, they gonna fuck with you.
Yeah,
if you bringing the vibes, if you
that,
bring,
that's one thing I had to learn. Yeah. I had to learn that
they gonna fucking respond to whatever you putting out.
Exactly. That's why when I like ask people to do videos, I'm making sure I'm smiling, I'm jumpy, laughing, I'm bubbly and shit like that. Granted, people be like, no, you know, I don't want to be on camera and shit like that. Rejection is a part of life. It builds character.
Yep.
I'm not saying that. Bring back bullying, I'm not gonna lie. You know that shit, that shit make you build character.
Facts.
Niggas need to get bullied. Right. I got bullied, G.
Niggas need to get bullied.
Before I had braces, bro, and this is why I smile so fucking much. Yeah. Nigga, my teeth were fucked up before I had braces. I'm telling you, bro, this I'll never forget two instances. One time this bitch told me my shit was throwing up gang signs.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget this one girl I was talking to. She said, Jalen, your teeth just speak to me like Monster House.
Damn.
Yeah, man. I was just like, I'm sitting there like, ain't no way she just said this to me. But them the same bitches that, oh my God, Jalen, your smile is so nice. You wooty wooty woo. I see you now. Like,
yeah. Nah, bitch.
You feel me?
Nah.
You feel me?
And she fat now.
Yeah, that birth control got her.
Got her.
Got him.
Yeah, nah. But man, yeah, it's been a lot of fun on this podcast. Like I said, man, we've been bringing bangers since fucking weeks ago. Started off with E-Man, then we went to Mari. Following up this week with
another Jalen.
BBJF, man. Nothing.
Another Jalen.
Nothing short of what we expected. Next week, banger. I ain't even going to tell y'all. Just banger. Just know next week, banger. We going to record some shit homecoming weekend. Vibes high.
We outside.
Hey, yo,
outside.
We live.
We outside Saturday. We outside tomorrow. We outside every day, man. It's homecoming weekend. We going to have a good time. Drink. We going to smoke. We going to be relaxed.
Drink, you going to drink. Smoke, you going to smoke.
I hope to see everybody.
Just don't
outside,
step on these all white G
faces. All y'all beautiful faces outside. All the beautiful women. All the handsome fellas. Pause. I hope to see y'all outside.
Super pause.
I don't roll that way.
Nah, but look, you can know when a nigga can take your bitch, though. Let's be real. Let's keep it a buck.
Can niggas know that?
You can't be ignorant to a nigga that can take your bitch.
I would just for to ask you how you feel.
Nah, you speaking facts. You speaking facts, bro. You speaking number facts. You can't know when.
I'm not finna entertain.
But he fetched you. You can look at
it. Don't think
nigga.
Of it no deeper than what I said.
You can look at it.
You
nigga
know a
like,
nigga can take your bitch.
But that's part of the motivation. I gotta stay on my P.
Oh, bro.
I gotta stay on my P, especially on the college campus. There's niggas everywhere. I gotta stay on P. So I hope to see y'all outside, man. But before we get going, you wanna touch on anything else? Got any questions for us? Anything, man?
Nah, I just want people to stay dedicated, stay motivated. Cut out all the bullshit. If you're not serious about something, don't even try to do it. If you can't put 100% of your time, effort, don't do that shit. You wasting your own time.
Facts.
And just fuck what people say. If anything, use it for motivation. Fuel your fire and just keep going up.
That's what's up.
And yo, we live.
Yeah, Sersky, man. Before we get out of here, if you want to get a people share where they could get in touch with you, man. TikTok, any platform, all the platforms, just let them know where they can talk.
All my platforms, another Jalen. My name Jalen. So I'm just literally just another Jalen.
Oh,
no bullshit.
But hey, yo, it's been a pleasure to have you on here.
Nah, I fucked with it, man.
Always a pleasure, man. Like I said, we gonna see y'all outside. Make sure you hit that fucking subscribe button now, man. We need the numbers up. Like, comment, share, tune in with the After Dark page. Free Sauce Podcast on all platforms. Any platform, just search it up. We gonna come
hit
up.
Hit that notify too.
Make sure you go get you some merch. The next episode I will have some merch on, so y'all can see how it look on me, man. Get you some merch. We about to have some hoodies and some winter wear coming out soon, man. So always stay tuned with that.
And before we go, please never stop learning.
Never stop motherfucking learning, man. Freestyle Podcast. We out.
Man, we out. Let me if you really don't. Cause now my emotions at risk. Don't like how you moving. I'm grabbing the blick. Back where I'm from. We got a problem with sticks. Most of my problems end up in a ditch. One moment I'm good and my mood is just switched. How you gon' chase me? I wanna be changed. Words to the OG, you bitch to be strange. Post how you feel. Don't wanna tell me the same.